It's Sunday, September 10, 2017, and this is your leadership tip. Default to trust. Always default to trust. In a new situation, go to trust. You're in there trusting everybody. In a new meeting, meeting somebody new, hiring somebody new. You have to trust them right off the bat. They can't prove their trust. They've already done that when you hired them, when you agreed to the meeting. So fall back on trust. Situation arises. Trust the people on your team to handle it. Something goes horribly wrong after that. Continue to trust your people. You hired them for a reason. You believed in them for a reason. Trust your people. If you get involved, continue trusting them. Show them the way. But don't stop trusting them until they prove to you that you cannot trust them. Until they sell the company secrets to somebody else. Until they stop following you. Then maybe you shouldn't trust yourself. Folks, it's simple. Trust is a mutual respect. And if you have it, congratulations. You're one of the lucky few. And if you don't have it, well, you got to keep working at it. But don't work on it so that it goes beyond trust and it just gets creepy. That's not a good way to be a leader. So always default to trust in any situation. Use that first. If it saves you, it makes you, congratulations. However, if it breaks you, then you've learned a lesson. You've learned a valuable lesson. Put your trust in the wrong people, but they usually have to prove it to you. Don't go in there already just distrusting everybody and who did what and who did who and start blaming and pointing the fingers, because that's not a good leader. Good leader is, let's get the situation, let's figure out what it is, and let's resolve it. Let's move on together. So always default to trust first, and then go from there. Talk to you soon.